Sie aus?
Bike rider hospitalized after head-on collision in Kaperebonchi. Mukushi residents decry water shortages in Chibomfwe, Milengwa, and Matuku areas. In Africa news, the new alliances are shakes up Nigerian political landscape. To present the last time news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A motorbike rider has been hospitalized after being involved in a road accident in Kaperebonchi. The rider, whose identity and age are yet to be established, was traveling from Kawama into town when he reportedly attempted to overtake and collided head-on with an oncoming vehicle. He sustained injuries and was quickly rushed to Kapiri Urban Clinic for medical attention. The accident happened yesterday around 16 hours. An eyewitness, Bridget Nabone, who spoke to Kombon Radio News, narrated the incident.
There was a car that was coming from Kawama going to town. Now the person with the motorbike bashed into that car behind. Now the other one was coming from town going to Kawama. And after bashing into that other car, he also bashed into the second one. So that's how he was injured, taken to hospital. The one with the motorbike bumped into the car that was going to town. He was also going to town. Now he was behind. He thought to hold the brakes maybe. Yes, that's how he also, after bashing into that car, he also bashed to the second car that was coming from town now going to Kawama. Yeah, that's how he got injured there.
Residents of Mukushi district have raised concern over the lack of access to clean and reliable water supply in Chibomfwe, Milengwa and Matuku areas. Matuku Ward Development Committee Vice Chairperson Alex Elupenga says residents are being forced to walk long distances to fetch water, especially during dry periods when shallow wells run out. He attributes the challenge to the growing population in the area, which is putting pressure on existing water sources. Mr. Lupenga has since appealed to relevant authorities and stakeholders to urgently intervene and improve water supply services in affected communities to ease the burden on residents.
Achuku, Chilengwa, Chimbofwe, Shinchende, Racing wana kongwa kwa wameishi. Ashiki wa temu sana sana ubu teko, ajakutira watu afuako, uma centers ya moya mo, watu imbira ko ama mono kwa mpunangula ama boy. Pantu chilesa ngo kutila nishita yenga ya Afrika kwa fema August mashani isi shime fi vale itapa mwame nchini nchifi apwa so tule kwa ata challenge kala mbasana kumenshi pantu abantu vale ya vale kutilako mwa community umo tuikere so nchikankara chilefu wa kwa menshi so lati kwa wa ukuchefia nya kwa maluwele ya moya mwaya ngesa haya kumine kumenshi.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, has warned members of the public against the sale and distribution of second-hand underwear. ZICSA Public Relations Manager Brian Hatioka says government has banned the importation of second-hand underwear due to serious public health risks associated with the products. He says that such items may expose users to diseases including cancer, sexually transmitted infections and other related health complications. Mr. Hatioka added that the agency is actively working to remove second-hand underwear from the market across the country. He warns that any such items are found in circulation will be confiscated and destroyed with the cost of disposal including burning borne by the offending trader.
Making sure that my undergarments or Tamukati to Budula to Japaku Saraula to Jack to Pesic up a market. But if you are to come a minute, I'm a visa, I'm a letter, Kabisi Breaker, Java Bagurisa. Why the boy my Narissa? Could you attend? I mean, I'm a Bera Paja, Kovala to Budrafin Kovala, Renangu, my country is Renang. That's why it's Teresa to Budrapa market. So baza amena mabisa kuleta mapa market basi mtakuhiva today amena tuzaka wagwira tuja kubudua tuzaka tushoka no tutaya elo ndalama yoo shokesa tuja kubudua tuja penga kulira amena leo zekukulisa so ya tuja zira chamena wachita nchoo ipa tunaka mbisa na waku National Prosecution Authority NPA amena wama chita prosecute na cases mkoti kuti hawa amena wati vuta amena wakulisa vinti amena zinale sewa wakulisa munga kubudua kwa kusala ula tuja amene wakuisa mafilamenti bauta amene wakuisa.
The Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, says the structural gaps are limiting rural youth's access to government empowerment programs such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Muziamba says although the CDF has been expanded to support youth empowerment and skills development, many young people in rural areas are still unable to benefit from it. He cites limited access to information, complex application procedures, and lack of business mentorship as major challenges facing rural applicants. Mr. Muziamba further notes that many youths lack guidance on how to develop viable business proposals or meet the technical requirements needed to qualify for funding. He warns that these gaps are slowing down entrepreneurship growth and job creation in rural communities.
You know that these application forms come with a lot of complicated technical language for many people to understand. And that is why we as ZEHEST have identified that gap. We know that that is a huge gap. Another gap is the language barrier. Particularly in the rural areas, the CDF application form is in English, and if it were translated into Nyanja, Tonga, Lozi, and other local languages, we see that many people have a lot of access and be able to understand the application procedures.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako, bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni foni ya wagula.
Manje, uizi.